B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin Daf Gimel, and we're going to start approximately 20 lines from the top of the Omud. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, etc. Before we get into the Gemara, we saw on Daf Beis and the previous Sugya that there was, according to the Chachomim in the Mishnah, on Daf Beis Omud Aleph, the Koira on top of a Mavi is not allowed to be more than 20 Amos high. Rav Yehuda says it can be even higher than 20 Amos. Rav explained that the reason the Chachomim restricted the height of a Koira to 20 Amos is because he says that Mavoi, that Koira Mishum Pesach, that the reason what the Koira is actually doing to the Mavoi is creating a definition of the entrance of the Mavoi of being a Pesach. I mean, if it's a Pesach, that's what allows us to carry in the Mavoi. How high is a Pesach? We learn from Pesach Shel Heichal. Going into the Heichal had a doorway up to 20 Amos high. It was 20 Amos high. More than that is not called a Pesach. That's what Rav said. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok said that, not like Rav, he said that the reason that it has to be 20 Amos high and not more, according to the Tanakhama, is because the Koira has to attract your attention. It has to tell you, don't get confused between what's on this side of the Koira, which is the Mavoi, and what's on this side of the Koira, which is a Rosh Hashanah. Don't carry from one to the other. Don't, by mistake, carry in a Rosh Hashanah like you're allowed to carry in a Mavoi. Whatever the reasons are, it's got to be a Heker, it's got to be as a sign, and a sign has to attract your attention, otherwise it's not a sign. A sign you don't see is not a sign. Till 20 Amos, we know that a person is it catches a person's eye. Above 20 Amos, a person doesn't see. We mentioned in the Gemara before that if there's something unique about what's on above 20 Amos, for example, there's an Amaltura there, which Amaltura Shel Milos we were talking about, the oak type of design, we'll soon see exactly what they are, and that attracts your attention, and then a Koira, even above 20 Amos, will be kosher. That's what we saw in the previous Sugya. Says the Gemara of Nachman by Yitzchok, you of Nachman by Yitzchok, that explained the Tanakhama and in our Mishnah, that it's got to be a Heker, and therefore the Koira cannot be more than 20 Amos. That's all very good if he doesn't hold of Rabba, which we're about to quote. But if he does hold of what Rabba that we're about to mention now, then we have a problem. Why does the Mishnah say the same thing twice? Where do we have a Rabba that seems to explain a Mishnah like Rav Nachman Beit Zchok explains ours? At the beginning of Maseches Sukkah, the Gemara already mentioned over here on Daf Beis that a Sukkah that's higher than 20 Amos is possible. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. And there's a whole list of different explanations in the beginning of Maseches Sukkah as to why there's a restriction of the Schach being above 20 Amos. So what does Rabbi say? Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, L'man yedu doi roseichem, that in all generations they should know. Ki basukah yiseshavti es b'nei Yisrael, that I sat klal Yisrael in sukkahs, in huts, when I took them out of Mitzrayim. So the Pasuk says, in association to sukkah, l'man yedu doi roseichem, it's something that has to be brought to their attention. Ad esrim amo odom yudea shedor b'sukkah. Till 20 amos high, if you're sitting under schach that's not more than 20 amos high, then you pay attention to the schach. Yudea shedor b'sukkah. L'maylo me'esrim amos, if the schach is higher than 20 amos, we don't pay attention to the schach, so then you don't notice, you're sitting in a sukkah. Ein odom yudea. Why? Mishum deloy sholta be'eina. Because the ability for an eye to see, that means what catches the eye's attention, is only till 20 amos. Alma, gabesukkah nami be'keira pligi. So according to Rabba, the machleikas Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda in Maseches Sukkah is exactly the same machleikas as here, according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, that Tanakhama say till 20 amos it catches your eyes. According to Rabbi Yehuda says even more than 20 amos. Iflug betarati lomali, why do I need two Mishnayos in Shas to tell us the same thing? That anything that needs to be, have the attention of the eye, it's only till 20 amos. Says the Gemara Tzricha, I need them both. Diyo shminun gabesukkah. If we would only have the machlekes in Maseches Sukkah, then I would have thought, Bahok Omer of Yehuda, maybe only there Rabbi Yehuda says that the eye catches even above 20 amos, kiven deli yeshiva avda. What do you do in a sukkah? You sit down, you relax, and you pay attention to what's going on around you and above you. Says Rabbi Yehuda, even above 20 amos, you're going to notice. Shalta be'ena, aval mavui. But in the case of a mavui, deli hiluch ovid. What people do in a mavui is they don't just sit around, they They're walking around, they're going around in the Movi. Ik Ema, maybe Moidelun Rabbonon, maybe there Rabbi Yehuda will agree to the Chachomim that above 20 Amos will not attract a person's attention. If so, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would say in the case of Koira, in the case of Movi, that a Koira above 20 Amos is possible. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah has to say no. Even in the case of Koira in a Movi, where people are walking, nonetheless, I hold, says Rabbi Yehuda, even above 20 Amos will attract your attention. V'yesh minon b'ho. And if we'd only say it in the case of Eruvin, let's say we only had our Mishnah, and not the Mishnah in Sukkah. B'ho k'omer Rabbonon, I may have thought that only in the case of Movui, the Rabbonon say that above 20 Amos, a person will not see, because he's walking, he's not sitting. Aval b'hach, but in the case of Sukkah, eimim moidu leil Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the Chachomim will agree to Rabbi Yehuda that even above 20 Amos is kosher. Tzricha, that's why I need the Mishnah in Sukkah to tell us that according to the Chachomim, even in Sukkah, that you're not walking around, you're sitting down, nonetheless, till 20 Amos you pay attention, above 20 Amos you do not pay attention. Continues the Gemara. My Amaltara, we've been talking about the Amaltara by Movui, we've been talking about Amaltara in the Pesach HaUlam, the Pesach HaHechol. What is this Amaltara? Rav Chomer Berei Derabba Baravua Omar Kini. It's a type of design that looks like birds' nests. And that attracts a person's attention. Ki also Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, Omar, from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, sorry, when he came to Bovel, he says, Omar, Omri b'Maravi explained that in Eretz Yisrael they explained, what was the Amaltara? Poska d'Arza. It was poles made of cedar wood, which is a very expensive type of wood, and that's what attracted people's attention. Even above 20 Amos, you could see it. And in the case of the Mishkan, it was something, in the Beis Hamikdash, sorry, it was something that attracted attention. Man de Omar, poske de Arza, kolshken kini. If even just poles of cedar are already enough to attract attention, and in the case of Movui, we saw that if it's even above 20 Amos, it's kosher, if this beam was made of poske de Arza, of cedar wood, even above 20 Amos, people will notice it. Rashi explains the reason that they'll notice it is because they're quite wide. They're wider than your typical koira. And kolchken kini, and then even more so, is taken for granted that if this type of bird's nests that are designed onto the koira, where it's also very choshev, and also it's strange, so of course people are going to get attracted to it. So mando amaposke de arazo kolchken kini, mando amakini, the one that says that amaltara that we're referring to, that allows the Koira to be above 20 Amos, is kini, is bird's nest, it might be, it has to be as unique and strange as the design of the bird's nests. Aval, poske de araza, loy, but if it's just the poles of cedar wood, that could be that they will agree that it's not enough of something strange that's going to attract your attention above 20 Amos. Umando oma poske de araza, the one that says that a koira that's made of poles of cedar wood, my tama, why indeed is it, does it attract attention? Says the Gemara, mishum de nofish moshchei, because it's much longer, wider than your typical koira. Asks the Gemara of our sukkah, but take a regular schach, it covers the whole area, the whole sukkah it carries. De nofish moshchei, it's very long, it's not just a pole at the entrance. And over there, ukom rabbonon, and there the rabbonon say, loy. So if a maltara works by Movui, just because it's that little bit wider, then why by Schach does it not work? Elokiven de kachoshiv islei kola. The reason is not because it's wider, but because it's choshev. It's very prominent, and therefore people will look up and they'll say, wow, it's a cedar wood. And that's why their attentions will be drawn to it, and above 20 Amos works. Continues the Gemara. Miktas koira basoich esrim, u miktas koira lemailom esrim. What happens if a koira, if this beam that's going across the entrance of a Movui, which is used as a sign to say, stop, this is where the Eruv starts and finishes, don't get confused with the Rosh Hasharabim. What happens if part of this beam is within the area of 20 Amos and part is above? Miktas Schach, the same question will be with Sukkah. They're also the sukkah is not allowed to be higher than 20 amos. What happens if part of the schach is within 20 amos? Miktza schach b'toich esrim or miktza schach l'mainom esrim, and part of the schach is above 20 amos. Omar Rabbah, we're going to have a few opinions. Rabbah says as follows. B'movoy kosher. In the case of movoy, the movoy is kosher. B'sukkah posel, in the case of sukkah, the sukkah is posel until the whole schach is within 20 amos. Asks the Gemara, Maishna b'movoy de kosher. Why, by in the case of movoy, is it kosher? Mishum, domrinon, kloish. Because we just consider it as if it's thinner. Who cares what's on top of 20 amos? It doesn't say how high the beam has to be. It has to be strong, but it doesn't need to be any... There's no height to it. So just be mesiachus, just associate the kaira part, the halacha of kaira, to the lower part of the kaira, the part that's within 20 amas. So whatever's above, just pretend it's not there. So ask the Gemara, if so, sukkanami kloish. So say the same with sukkah. Just associate to the schach that's in the 20 amas, and that's schach kosher, and what's above, just ignore it. Says the Gemara, no. Ekolchus, in the case of sukkah, if I were to, so to speak, raise off the top of the schach, the schach underneath is going to be too thin. We know that in contrast to Erevin, where it doesn't need to be, there's no real halachas as to what the koira has to be. By schach, we know the koira has to give more shade than the amount of sun it lets in. So if you're going to raise off a part of the schach, what's left is not going to be dense enough, and it will be possible. That's why I need the whole schach. But part of the schach is above 20 amas, therefore it's possible. But in the case of the movoy, even if you were to raise off the top, it would still be kosher. So what's the problem? Says the Gemara, no. Hochanami, in the case of movoy also, ekolchus, if I'm going to raise off, I'm going to cut off the top part of the koira, I'm going to be left with a very weakened bottom part of the koira. And we know, havile koira niteles baruach. If we were to cut that beam, then the beam would be too light and the wind would blow it away. So it's not a kosher kaira. So why do you say in the case of movoy, it's kosher? Elo, al korchoch nasu kishpudim shel matchas. We're going to just consider it. The reason that movoy is kosher is we're going to consider it as if it's shpudim shel matchas. What's the case of shpudim shel matchas? That if you have rods, metal rods, they're allowed to be used as a kairo, because they're not going to be thrown away by the wind. They're going to hold themselves because they're made of metal. So what does the fact that it's metal, what does that do to us? It just means it's strong. So here too, the part underneath the 20 amas, that's the part that's the kairo. I need it to be strong, so I'm doing something external. It happens to be that something is the part of the beam above 20 amos, which is giving what's under 20 amos the strength. So in the same way as you can have very thin beams made of metal, the fact that they're strong, that's all that counts. Here too, the kaira part is the lower part. The top part is just giving the lower part the strength. That's okay. That's why it's kosher. Ask the morhoch nami al korchoch nasis silosam rub mechamosa. Why don't you say the same regarding the sukkah? It's true that the kosher schach is the part under 20. But tachlis, the end of the day, is there more sun or more shade? There's more shade, so it's kosher. The fact that it's the schach, the top part of the schach, which is adding to the bottom schach as to how much shade it is, that doesn't mean that the schach of the sukkah is only the bottom part. That's what the Gemara seems to ask. So we're asking them, why by sukkah do we say the sukkah is possible? And Tosfos explains that really what's happening is that the lower part of the schach is dense enough, is tzilosam ruba mechamoso, it's dense enough. But if we were to raise off the top, if we were to cut off the schach on top, then the wind would disperse the part of the schach underneath, and it would make it be tzichamosam ruba mitzilos, it would make the sun penetrate more than the shade, and then it will be possible. So now that you've got the top part of the schach, I don't need the top part of the schach to give me the shade. I need the top part of the schach just to hold the bottom part of the schach together. And that's why the Gemara is asking that at the end of the day, I've got tzilosam ruba mechamos, I've got more shade from the lower part of the schach, and the top part of the schach is just holding that together. There's nothing wrong with that. So what's the difference between movoy and sukkah? That's the question of the Gemara. Omar Rava mi Parzakya. Rava mi Parzakya is going to have a different explanation. The Movi and the Sukkah, they both have part of the Kaira or part of the Schach within 20 Amos and part above 20 Amos. So really it should be kosher in both. However, there's a risk. There's a risk in the case of Sukkah that the part of the Schach that is below 20 Amos may fall away, and then you'll be left with only the Schach that's above 20 Amos. Or the beam on the entrance of a Movi may get foul and it will come away, and you'll only be left with a part of the Kaira that's above 20 Amos. So Rava says, Sukkah de liyachiti, a sukkah that's just for an individual person, loy midkar. Then if chas v'shalom, the part of the schach that's making the sukkah kosher would fall away, nobody's going to remind him, your sukkah's become posel. Movi, however, in the case of the movi, de l'rabim, that's a lot of people are using the movi, midkar adodi. As soon as they see that the kaira is getting moldy and is not within 20 amos anymore, they're going to remind each other to repair it, or they're going to remind each other that the movi is posel, and therefore, all the while that the kaira is within 20 amos, it's kosher. Ravina Omar, Ravina's got a different explanation. A third one. Sukkah doirais, in the case of sukkah, where zechiyuv min ha-teira to sit in the sukkah, achmir be rabbonon. The rabbonon were very machmir, that if part of the schach is above 20 amos, and 20 amos itself is beyond the place where schach should be, they were machmir. Movi, the rabbonon, in the case of movi, where the need to make a koira is only a rabbinical one, min ha-teira, you do not need a koira at all, lo achmir be rabbonon, then the Rabbonon were not Machmir, and therefore they said that as long as part of the Kaira is within 20 Amos, it's kosher. Rav Adar Masna Masni Laha Shmaita Darov Ipcha. This whole sugi we just learned now, there's another version according to Rav Adar Masna, he learned it the other way around. We started off with, not Rava, with Rabba. We started off with that Rabba said, Movoy kosher, Sukkah posel. And we try to understand that. According to Rabbi Bar Masna, it's the other way around. But Movoi posel, in the case of Movoi, it's posel, if part of the Kaira is above 20 Amos. But Sukkah Kshera, but in the case of Sukkah, it's kosher, even if part of the Schach is above 20 Amos. Maishna Sukkah de Kshera Dominon Kloish. Why do we say in the case of Sukkah it's kosher? Is because we say Kloish, just ignore what's on top. As long as the part underneath is dense enough that it could make the sukkah kosher, as we explained before from Tosfos, then we don't care what's above 20 amos. But Movi Nami asks the Gemara, Le Mekloish, why don't you say the same with Movi? Just pretend the top half of the Kaira doesn't exist. Why do you say it's posel? Says the Gemara, E cultures have a Le Kaira Niteles Beruach. Because in the case of Movi, if I were to cut down the Kaira, there would be a risk of the wind blowing away the Kaira. Asks the Gemara, Hachanami, so too, if you cut away the whole top part of the schach, then the lower part is going to disperse and it's going to be parcel. The only reason that with sukkah that it's kosher is because now, at the end of the day now, it's tzilasa merub michamosa. The part that's lower part, as of now, is giving enough tzil, enough shade. Hochanami, so to say, in the same case of the Movoi, al korchoch nasu kashpudim shel matchas. Say that the lower part is the real kaira part, and the top part is just adding strength to the lower part. And it's, so to speak, making the lower part be considered like rods of metal. So why should it be possible? Omar Ovami Parazakyo, he explained as follows. Sukkah de liyachiti, a sukkah which is only an individual sits in it. Romi anafshei, because he knows he's the sole responsible partner, he knows I better be careful and constantly be on the lookout. Is the schach that's below 20 still sufficiently dense? So romi anafshei umidkar, he's going to be aware of it and he's going to remember and he'll notice when, if it's going to get posel. Movi de l'rabimi, but a Movi, which a lot of people are in there, some chinona adodi, everyone says, he'll take responsibility, he'll take responsibility. Nobody is the sole responsible one, and therefore the Movi might get, the Kaira might get moldy, and the lower part will disintegrate. You'll be left with a Kaira above 20 Amos, and nobody's going to be responsible. Therefore, it's possible. So, everyone relies on everyone else and they won't remind each other. This is a typical phrase that people say. a pot that belongs to partners, lo yichamimi v'lo yikariri. It's not going to be freezing cold because somebody's switching on the fire, but it's not going to get hot because there's nobody taking responsibility. Ravina Omar. Ravina's got another explanation to this second version of Rabba, who says that Movi posel and Sukkah kosher. Sukkah de midaraisa, Sukkah, which is a mitzvah min ha-Torah, lo yiboya chizuk. It doesn't need extra strengthening, it doesn't need extra restrictions in order to strengthen the halachas. The fact that it's min ha-Torah already gives it all everything it needs to make sure the halachas are well kept. Movi derabonon, but movi, which is only derabonon, boya chizuk. There the chachomim have to make extra chumras just to make sure that people are not lax with it. May have a lot. What's lemaisa? Halacha lemaisa with Rav, we had two versions in the Braisa. Movi kosher, sukkah posel, movi posel, sukkah kosher. What's left with it? Rabbi Bar of Ula Omar, zev zev posel. Movi and sukkah both posel. If part of either the schach or the kaira is below 20 and part above 20, they're both posel. Rav Omar, zev zev kosher. He says both of them are kosher. Also movi, also sukkah. Why? Why does he say that they're both kosher? Because halal sukkatnan, halal movitnan, end of the day, bottom line. The halacha is that the area within the sukkah from the schach and below, or the area within the movi from the koira and below, is not allowed to go beyond 20 amos. And here, it's not 20 amos. I've got the schach is within 20 amos, I've got the koira within 20 amos. There's no reason to say that either of them should be posel. Omale Rav Papa LaRava. Rav Papa says to Rava, Tani Demaseh Alecha, I've got proof to what you say that they're both kosher, because it says in the Braisa, Movi Yishu Gavoya LaMailo Me'eshim Amo. We saw this Braisa before. A Movi that's above 20 Amos, Yoyse Mipischo Shel Heichal, and this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that it doesn't need to be 20 Amos. But what's the term that the Braisa uses, that if it's more than 40 amas high, you should lower it. And the Braisa continues that the Heichal itself, it's not the Braisa. The Gemara of Pop is explaining that Braisa we mentioned enough, Beis Amud Beis, compares it to the Heichal. The Heichal itself, Chaloloi Esrim, we know that it was the airspace below the frame, which was 20 amas high, and so there you see that it's as long as there's not more than 20 amas in the doorway, it's kosher. So too, if you've got the koira, even though if part of the koira is above, but part of it is not above, then it's kosher. Like Rabbi said that by movi, it's kosher. Continues the Gemara. Eisvei, Rav Simi Barav Ashi Lerav Papa. Rav Papa brought proof that chaloloi esrim, the airspace within the sukkah, has to be a maximum of 20 amos. The airspace underneath the koira has to be a maximum of 20 amos. And we're going to ask a question from a braisa. Keitzad hoya oise? How does he do the koira? Maniach koira, he puts the koira misfas esrim from the end of esrim amos off the ground, ulamato and down. So you see from there that the koira itself actually has to be within the area of 20 amos, and it's not enough that the airspace is 20 amos. Says the Gemara, Eimo ulamaylo. Instead of saying in the Braisa, misfas esrim ulamato, it should say usfas esrim ulamaylo. From the 20 amos line and up, that's exactly where the movi can be. Asks the Gemara, v'hok ulamato katoni. The Braisa says, misfas esrim ulamato. So why are you saying say ulamaylo? It doesn't say ulamaylo, it says ulamato. Answers the Gemara, hokomashmalon. The lamato doesn't mean below the 20 amos line. No, as far as the 20 amos is concerned, the koira is allowed to be above the 20 amos line. Hokomashmalon de lamato. When it comes to below, which means the minimum area of a movi, which is 10 tfachim, that the halachas of lemato me'asor are the same, kelemailo, the same as the 20 amma, which is the maximum mark. Ma'lemalo, in the same way as the maximum mark, chalolo esrim, the maximum is an airspace of 20 under the koira. Af lemato chalolo asora, so too, regarding the minimum of 10 tfachim, there has to be a 10 tfachim airspace underneath the koira. Continues the Gemara, Omar Abaya Mishmeider of Nachman. And now we're going to discuss a little bit. We've been talking about amos, 20 amos, 10 amos. Now we're going to discuss what is an amo. How much is an amo? How long is an amo? Omar Abaya Mishmeidur of Nachman. We're going to have a machlokes Abaya and Rava. Abaya says as follows. Amas sukkah. The halachas of the amo of a sukkah, and we're going to soon see which halachas there are in sukkah that have an amo. Just what we've already seen, a sukkah is 20 amos high. We also know there's a concept called doifen akuma, which means a bent wall. What happens if you have walls of a room, for example, and if you want to turn the room into a sukkah, you have to remove the whole roof and put schach on top. What happens if you just make a hole in the middle of the roof and there's parts of the ceiling going all the way around the kosher schach, which are separating the edge of the schach to the top of the walls? So there's a halacha called doifen akuma. We pretend that the wall actually goes up and bends around. It's as if the walls reach the schach, providing that it's not more than 4 amos of roofing, which is not kosher. Up to 4 amos, we consider the wall as bent. More than that, we consider the wall being separated from the schach and the sukkah is possible. 4 amos. We have to know how long each of those amos are. There's another halacha. There's one opinion that says that the dimensions of a sukkah, the width and the area of the sukkah has to be 4 amos by 4 amos. That's the minimum size of a sukkah. How long are those amos? So Abaya says in the name of Rav Nachman, amas asukkah, v'amas movui, and whenever amos apply to a movui, where do we find in Hilchas movui and amo? We find it about the highest point of a koira, where it's allowed to be, up to 20 amos. We find a piritza. If there's a breakage in the wall, then we have to know if it's less than 10 amos, more than 10 amos. Well, there's another halacha, and that is that the kulas, that means the hechsher movui, using a lechi and a koira to allow you to carry in a movui, there's a condition that the movui has to be at least 4 amos long. If the movui is less than 4 amos long, the lechi and the koira will not allow you to carry in that movui. And those are sugyas we're going to see later. But there you have to know these 4 amos. What amos are they? There's a larger amma, a smaller amma. And there's going to be another, and we'll soon see. For now, we're starting with sukkah and movui. Amas sukkah v'amas movui ba'amo bas chamisha. We know that an amo is made of tfochim. A tefach. How many tfochim are there in an amo? Either 5 tfochim or 6 tfochim. The small amo has 5 tfochim. A large amo has 6 tfochim. And the truth is, there isn't even larger amo that has either half a finger's breadth or a whole finger's breadth more. But that's not, we're not going to discuss those sugis now. It's just going to help us understand why the larger amo is actually called a beinuni, an average amo, because there is an even larger one. But we're talking here about the small amo of 5 tfochim, a large amo of 6 tfochim. So Rav Nachman says that all the amos referring to sukkah and all the amos referring to movui are the 5 tfochim amos, are the smaller ones. Amas kilaim, there's a loch of kilaim, which means if you have a vineyard, you're not allowed to plant within the vineyard zroim, seeds. You're not allowed to plant produce within a vineyard. It's called, zroim are not allowed to be planted in a kerem. It's called klei ha-kerem, kilaim, which is a mixture, and it's osir. And there also, there's a number of halachas that are defined by amos. Let's see what they are. One of them is called a karachas. What is a karachas? What happens if you have a very large vineyard? A karachas actually means a bald patch. A bald person is called a kireach. So if you have a patch which has been destroyed, that means you've got a very big vineyard. In the middle of it, you've got an area with no vines in it whatsoever. Are you allowed to plant zroim inside that area, desolate area within a vineyard? So the answer is yes, providing that there's enough distance between the vines all the way around and the zroim that you're going to plant in the middle. And we're going to see there that what dimensions we need, how much distance there has to be between the vines and the zroim in order for the zroim not to be considered as associated to the vines and therefore mutter. There's another halacha which is called mechoil. Mechoil is like a, we say that they make a circle, it's called a mechoil. Something that's a parameter, a circumference going all the way around is called a mechoil. So what happens if I have a field that's fenced in? Within the center of this field, I've got a vineyard, I've got vines. But between the edge of the vineyard and the wall surrounding the field, I've got an area. Am I allowed to plant zroim in that area? It's not in the vineyard, it's just adjacent to the vineyard. The answer is yes and no. It depends how far from the vineyard, from how far from the vines are these zroim going to be? And that's going to depend as to whether it's mutter or whether it's osa. And that distance is also going to be defined by amois. We have to know big amois, small amois. And there's one more halacha, and that is how closely the rows of vines have to be close or far apart in order for this to be called a vineyard. If you've just got an odd vine on its own, a single grape tree, a vine as it's called, on its own, it's not called a kerem, it's not called a vineyard. And the halachas of klei kerem do not apply there. And according to Rashi, you're allowed to plant zroim right next to it. Others were showing him, say you have to have at least six tfochim beyond it. But the halachas of a soda, of a kerem, of a vineyard, is only if there's a certain distance. Reb Shimon says that if they are closer together than four amos between each row, that means you cannot easily get through between one row and the next. It's not considered a vineyard. It's only considered a vineyard if there is that space in between each row. And otherwise, it's just called, it's all just too close to each other, and it's just called lots and lots of single vines, and then the halachas of kerem do not apply. You can plant zeroim there. So these four amois between one row and the next, which according to Reb Shimon, you need those four amois to define all these vines as a vineyard, how large or small do those amois have to be? Small amois will mean that the area can be much smaller and it already has the chumras of a kerem. Larger amois would mean that it needs to be much more. That means the truth is that if you use large amois, it would mean that if you have four amois of small amois, it will not yet be called a kerem, and you can plant zroim, and that's a tremendous kula. If you say it's small amois, then it's a chumra, because if you have four amois that are smaller amois, already from that point on, it's called a kerem, a vineyard, and the halachas of klei kerem, of kilayim of a kerem, the issa to plant zroim there, will already apply. So we've mentioned three halachas with kilayim, three halachas in sukkah, three halachas in Mavui, that all have amois. How big are these amois? And just before we get back to the Gemara, I want to make one more observation. Let's go back to sukkah. With a sukkah, the height of a sukkah, 20 amos. The smaller, if you have the small amois, then that's a chumra, which means that if a sukkah is 20 amos times 5 tfochim, it's already too high. We don't say that the sukkah is only possible when it's 20 times 6 tfochim. That means the chumrah there would be to use smaller amois, and then it becomes possible. The same applies with doifan akuma. The smaller amois we use, the bigger chumrah. You can only say the sukkah is kosher if the wall is not further away from the schach than 4 amois of smaller amois. If it's more than that, it's already possible. So using smaller amois will be a chumrah. However, in the case of Rebbe, who says the minimum size sukkah is 4 amois, over there, if it would be a chumrah to use the bigger amois. It's only kosher if it's 4 amois of 6 tfachim each, but if it's only 4 amois of 5 tfachim each, then it's going to be possible. So in that case, using small amois is actually going to be a kula, not a chumrah. Let's take Mavui, the highest level that a koira is allowed to be is 20 amos. Using small amos is a chumrah. If it's beyond 20 amos of 5 tfachim, it's already possible. So too regarding the piritza. It's allowed to be a breakage in the wall, 10 amos. If it's 10 amos times a small amos, 5 tfachim, it's already a piritza. It's too much. You don't need to wait until it's 10 amos of 6 tfachim, where that's a much bigger area. No, it's already possible with a smaller breakage. So there, the smaller amma is a chumrah. However, regarding the minimum length of a mavoi, of 4 amos, there using a small amo is actually a kula, because we say that you're allowed to carry in this mavoi based on a lechi and kaira if it's just 4 amos times 5 tvachim, and not, you don't need to wait till it's 4 amos times 6 tvachim, which is even longer, before the mavoi is mutter. And let's move to kilayim now. The halacha of karachas, if you have a patch in the middle of a vineyard, the larger the amos, the more chumra it is. You need all that more space before you're allowed to plant the zeraim in the middle. Smaller amos will mean less space, and that's a kula. And so too in the area around the vineyard, between the vineyard and the wall. The larger the amma, the more distance you need, the more chumra you have. Smaller amos means less distance means more kula. However, regarding Rav Shimon's halacha of a minimum required space between one row of vines and the next before it's considered a vineyard, and then you have the chumras of Klei HaKerem, there the smaller the amos, the bigger the chumra. Using large amos is a kula, because it means that you can have all that more space where Klei HaKerem will not apply. So we've had 3 halachos in Sukkah, 3 halachos in Mavui, 3 halachos in Kilayim. In Sukkah, 2 of the halachas using small shiurim is a chumra, and 1 of the halachas, the big shiur, is the chumra. With Mavui, 2 of the 3 halachas, small shiur is a chumra, the 3rd shiur is a kula. And in Kilayim, 2 of the shiurim, the big amma, is the chumra, and 1 of the shiurim, the big amma, is the kula. With that clear, we'll be safe sailing now. Says the Gemara, Amas Sukkah v'amas Mavui ba'amo bas chamisho. The amos of Sukkah and Mavui are the smaller amos. Amas Kilayim, but the amos of Kilayim ba'amas bas shisho is the big amo. And we assume that if you always say the same amos, either big ones or small ones, then it's always the same. If you're differentiating between these halachas and those halachas, it would seem that what the deciding factor here is chumra and kula. We're being machmir everywhere. That's what we always do. We are always machmir. So the amas mavui and amas sukkah, the chumra seems to be 5 tvachim, and by kilayim, the chumra seems to be the 6 tvachim. Amas mavui, ba'amas chamisho lemay hilchasa. In which halachas do we say that with mavui, using 5 tvachim, that's the halacha? Legoyfoy, for its height, as we said, the 20 amas height of the koira. Ulapiritza, and for the breakage. Ulapiritzas mavui, the 10 amas in the breakage in the wall of a mavui, which is already too big, it's not called a pesach, and the mavi will become possible to carry in. Those 2 halachas, we say 5 tvachim. As we discussed, in those 2 halachas, the smaller amo is the chumra. Asks the Gemara, v'ha'ika meshech mavi ba'arba amis. What about that 3rd halacha of the length of a mavi? U'delakula, over there, using a small amo, is a kula. So why can you, Rav Nachman, Abaye, in the name of Rav Nachman, say that with mavi we use the small shiurim, that's only a chumra by 2 of the halachas, what about the 3rd one? Says the Gemara, Kamand Omar Barba Tvachim. Rav Nachman, who says that we always use the 5 amos, the small amos, by Mavui, he holds that the minimum shear is not measured in amos. It's not 4 amos, it's 4 Tvachim. In which case, our whole discussion doesn't apply there. There's no amos there. V-boy say, or it could be, Barba amos. The truth is, Rav Nachman holds that the length of a mavi, the minimum length, is 4 amis. And there indeed it will be a chumra to use big amis, not small amis. Aye, Rav Nachman said that with mavi you use small amis. V'rov amis ka'omar. The majority of the 3 halachas, 2 of the 3 halachas, the chumra is to use a small one. That's the height of the kaira and the width of the piritza. Continues the Gemara, amas sukkah, ba'amas bas chamisha. Rav Nachman said that the amma of sukkah is a small amma. L'may hilchasa, which halachas? L'goiva or l'doifin akuma, as we explained, for the height of the sukkah and how far the schach posel is allowed to be from the schach kosher, between the schach kosher and the wall. And over there, using the smaller shear is a chumra. Asked the Gemara, v'hi'ika meshech sukkah ba'ar ba'amis. What about Rebbe's opinion that says that a sukkah, minimum size sukkah, has to be 4 amos, and over there, the larger the amma, the more chumrah you have. So then it should be 6 tvachim. De lekula, using the small amma, is a kula there. De tanya, Rebbe Oymir. Oymir ani, Rebbe says, I hold kol sukkah she'ein bo dalad amma is al dalad amma is psula. Rebbe's opinion, we don't paskin like Rebbe, but Rebbe's opinion is that sukkah has to be 4 ammas by 4 ammas. Answers the Gemara Karabonon. Rav Nachman holds that the Rabbonon, that the minimum shear of sukkah is not measured in amis. How it's measured, we'll wait till we get to Masechah Sukkah. But it's not measured in amis, and therefore Rav Nachman didn't mention it. Therefore, all measurements of sukkah, that's the height, and the Daifin Akuma, always the small amis. The term used by the Chachomim of the minimum size of a sukkah is not 4 amos, it's roishay rubay v'shulchonay, enough space for your head, most of your body, and a table, and that we'll discuss elsewhere. It could be la'olam Rebbe here. It could be the truth is that Rav Nachman holds like Rebbe. And indeed, the minimum size of sukkah will be 4 amos. And indeed, over there, the big amos is the chumrah. And over here, the Rav Nachman says, by sukkah, use small amos. V'roiv amos ka'omar. Of the three halachas, most of them, the majority of them, two of the three, which is the height, and doifin akuma, it's the small amma, which is the chumrah. Now let's move to the third area. Amas kilayim. What about the amma used by kilayim? Ba'amas bas shisha, over there, Rav Nachman said, Abai in the name of Rav Nachman, that we use the large amos. L'may hilchasa. Which halachas of kerem do we have? L'kirachas ha-kerem, u'l'mechoyl ha-kerem, the patch in the middle of a vineyard, and the perimeter, the area around the vineyard. Ditnan we learnt in a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Kilayim. Korachas ha-kerem, the patch in the middle of a vineyard. Bishamai oimrim estrim v'arba amos. Bishamai say that between one side of the, between the edge of the vineyard, of the vines on one side, and the edge of the vines on the other side, that means the area of the patch, the space between one side of the patch and the other, or on any side, if it's a square, if it's just two rows of vines, then it's the space between the two vines. If it's a patch in the middle of the vineyard, then it will need to be from right to left, and from north to south, and from east to west. You need to have, according to Beis Shammai, 24 amos. Ubisil l'omim, 16 amos. Beis Hillel say it's enough to have just a 16 amos between one the edge of the vines on one side and the beginning of the vines on the other side, that patch is big enough that you're allowed to plant some zeroim in the center of it. How many zeroim is a discussion, but you obviously can't plant zeroim right going up to the kerem. That's clear kerem. But if you have that distance, then you have enough distance that you're allowed to plant some zeroim in the center. Umechoil, and the same will be regarding the area in the perimeter of the vineyard, between the edge of the vines and the wall. Umechoil akerem, bishamai imrim, 16 amos. Bishamai say, if you have 16 amos between the edge of the vines and the wall, there's enough space that there is space someplace in there to plant some vines. Again, we have to see how much and how much distance, but that's enough. If you have less than 16 amos, you're not allowed to plant any zeroim in that area. Or Beis Hillel Oimrim, Beis Hillel say, 12 amos, 12 amos between the edge of the vines and the wall is enough to allow you to plant some amount of zeroim in that area. Ezu I karachas hakerem. What is a karachas hakerem? Says the Mishnah, kerem if the middle of the vineyard got destroyed, it's a patch in the middle of the vineyard, that's called karachas hakerem. Ein shom 16 amos, according to Beis Hillel, if you do not have 16 amos across that in that area, lo yovi zera l'sham, you're not allowed to put any zeroim there. Hoyu shom 16 amos, if there is 16 amos, according to Beis Hillel, noisein lo yikedei avoidosoi. Kedei avoidosoi means the amount of space you need beyond a vine to be able to work with the vine. And that's always 4 amos. To have an ox who's carrying a wagon and the tools and everything you need, either to plant, to take off the fruits and everything else you're doing, to prune, that's how much space you need to work with. So the 4 amos beyond the vine, that you're not allowed to do anything. That means if the edge of the vine you had a whole vineyard. There's a patch in the middle. So the four amos around this empty patch, which is the four amos closest to the vines on each side, that's called Kedeh Avodah. So you're not allowed to. That's part of the kerem, part of the vineyard. You're not allowed to put any zroim there. It's clear kerem. And how much you're going to have left in the middle? If you have 16 altogether, four on each side is an annex, is part of the kerem. So in the middle, you're left with eight. Eight amos. Those eight amos square in the middle, you're allowed to plant there. Why eight amos? Bis Hillel holds, four amos is called something choshev, something that stands out on its own. It's not something which is just an annex. So if you have four amos, next to it four amos, then if we, so to speak, virtually speaking, would split it into two, four amos is enough of chashivos that it will not get blended with the kerem. If you have less than four amos on each side, for example, if you only had seven amos, then 3.5 amos would just sort of, so to speak, be swallowed up because it's not important enough, it's not choshev enough to have its own identity. So it'll just become annexed and swallowed up, so to speak, with the kerem on the right, and the 3.5 amos will, so to speak, just become part of the kerem on the left, and again, it's clear kerem. So if you have two things, number one, enough distance. Number two, that what you're planting is choshev enough that it will not get pulled, it will not get bottled and annexed to either side, then that's as much as you're allowed to have. So you have 16 amos, four on each side to work with the vines, the eight in the middle, you can put the zroim there. That's according to Beis Hillel. And according to Beis Shammai say you need to have 24 amos in between. And there's two ways of explaining Beis Shammai. Either Beis Shammai hold, like Beis Hillel, that you need four amos on each side, because that's how much you need to work with the vines. But he says that a choshev field is not four amos, it's eight amos. So I need a field of zroim of 16 amos, twice eight. It has to be that large in order that we don't just say that it just gets swallowed up, so to speak, by the vine. So you need four on each side, 16 in the middle. That's one way of explaining it. The other way of explaining it is that Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel that eight in the middle is enough, but Beis Shammai holds that you need eight amos to work with. And therefore you need eight all the way around to work with the vine, and what you left in the middle is another eight. Altogether, 24. Ve'eza mechoil ha-kerem. What is the mechoil of the kerem? So like we explained, bein kerem legeder, between the vines of the vineyard and the wall surrounding the vineyard, then ein shom 12 amos. According to Beis Hillel, you need 12 amos. If you do not have 12 amos, lo yovi zera l'shom, you're not allowed to bring any zroim there. Hoyu shom 12 amos, if there is 12 amos, then you can. How much? Noisin lo kedei avodosei. The first four amos next to the vine is part of the vine. That's the distance you need to work with the vine. That's definitely considered as part of the vine. You can't do anything. How much do you have left? You have left eight amos. V'zareah es hashar. Those eight amos, you're allowed to be zareah, and it seems that as much as you want to be zareah, but typically a person would not plant anything within four amos from a wall, it will destroy the wall. So you're left with four amos of zroim, and then another four amos where a person would not plant near the wall. So in both, and according to Beis Shammai say 12 amos is not enough. You need 16 amos between the edge of the vines and the wall. Why? And like we said before, either you need 8 amos next to the vine, and then 4 amos to plant, and 4 amos between the vine, between the plantations, the zorim, and the wall, where nobody does anything, or 4 amos next to the vine, which is what you need. And then 8 amos is how much you have to plant as a choshev. If you plant less than 8 amos, according to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, if you plant less than 4 amos, it's too little, and it will just become adjacent and swallowed up by the kerem, it will again be osur. And the last 4 amos by the wall, nobody plants by the wall. That's Beis Shammai. Asks the Gemara, so that's very good. In both these cases, the larger the amos, the bigger the chumrah. That's why Abaye said in the name of Rav Nachman that these amos of the Karachas HaKerem and the Mechoil HaKerem are big amos, of amos bas shesh tvochim, six tvochim amos. Ask the Gemara, but how can you make a blanket statement that all amos of Kilayim are the big ones? Va'ikar Ratzufim ba'arba amos de lekula. we saw the opinion of Beis Shammai, of Reb Shimon, sorry. Reb Shimon says, Ritzufim, that when they are very compressed and the vines are too close to each other, too near each other, Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Kerem anotua al pochis me'arba amis, if there's less than four amos between one row of vines and the other, Reb Shimon, oimer einu kerem. Reb Shimon says that the chumras of Klei HaKerem do not apply. It is called a vine, not a vineyard. It's just a single vine. A single vine. You can either plant right next to it, all six tvachim away, depending on different Rishonim. But you certainly don't need all the halachas of the kerem, of the vineyard. And over there, the smaller the amma, the bigger the chumra. Because you say that if it's already just four amas times five tvachim, it's already called a kerem. So how can you, of Nachman, say that all the amis of kilayim are the big amis? Big amis are going to be a kula in Reb Shimon's halacha. The Chachomim argue that Reb Shimon, they say it doesn't matter how closely the vines are planted with each other, we just assume that all those vines that have been squashed in too close to each other, we just pretend they're not there. But it doesn't take away the status of a vineyard. But either way, according to Reb Shimon, where you need the four amas in between, having a larger amma is a kula. Answers the Gemara. Number one, it could be of Nachman holds Karabonon de Omri Hava Kerem. It could be of Nachman holds like the Rabbonon that say there's no such thing as these four amas. Even if there's no four amas, the halachas, the chumras of Klei HaKerem apply. Another suggested answer would be La'olam Reb Shimon. Rav Nachman could even hold of Reb Shimon. V'roiv amis ko'omar, of the three halachas of Kilayim, the majority of them, the karachas and the mechoil, the bigger amis are the chumra. Therefore, Rav Nachman says that the amis of a Kilayim is six tvachim. But indeed, in the case of the Ritzufim, according to Reb Shimon, he'll be using the smaller amis. V'rov mishmeider of Nachman omar. That was Abaye in the name of Rav Nachman. Rav is now arguing in the name of Rav Nachman, and he's saying differently. What did Abaye say? Let's recap. Sukkah, Mavui, five tvachim each amma. Kilayim, six tvachim each amma. As we explained, kulas, the chumras on both sides. V'rav mishmed Rav Nachman omar, kol amois, all amois ba'amo bas shisha. All the amis that we're talking about here, there are other amis, but all the amis we're talking about here, sukkah, mavui, kilayim, are all six tfachim. Elo, however, halolu soichakois, valolu atzevois. Soichakois means they're loose. How do you measure a tefach? With the finger's width, with a hand's breadth. Now, the hand's breadth, you've got the fingers could be either loosely, standing loosely, or they could be tightly attached. If it's tightly attached, the tefach will be a bit shorter, a bit smaller. If it's loose, the tefach will be a bit larger. So he says that those halachas where the larger amma is the chumra will use the loose tvachim, six tvachim of loose tvachim. Where the smaller amis are the chumra, there we're going to use the tightly packed tvachim, the smaller tvachim, but again, six tvachim. And Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.